While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold throughout the heavens, there shone a holy
Jesus this morning. We just want to say good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Father, we thank you for another day. Life, health, strength, godly ambition. I'm gonna post something up here in this chat room for a minute, and all it is all it is A-S. Okay, I'm going to do it in caps, though. S-K. Ask, seek, knock. I want you to get a piece of paper this morning and a pen or a pencil. I might seem like I'm dragging, but I'm coming out of it. It's nothing sad. It's nothing, actually, I'm kind of happy. Ask, seek not. I gotta find some glasses though. Ask, seek not. Oh, I know. Yeah, here's some. Ask, seek, knock. You see, I think alrighty. The reason I'm a little dragging this morning is because, you know how people do things. People, I'm talking about me, but a lot of other people do it too. You accomplish something, and you accomplish it so good that you just be a little bit proud of yourself. That's what happened with me. You see, there are things I thought here I could just ask somebody else to do them. And I think that sometimes when you ask people to do things, stick with me this morning. I'm going somewhere for real. Make sure you got that pencil and piece of paper. Today is, oh my goodness. Okay. Today is the 29th. My goal was to be completely set up by the 1st and to kick off the 1st. Well, by the help of God and by the grace of God, I'm going to kick off the 1st. I won't have it completely in order, but I'm going to kick it off anyway. And so there were a lot of things around here that needed to be accomplished. And glory to God, I'm happy to say, in the name of Jesus, from the time that, I hate to keep using this, but it's really the truth. From the time Jose left here, even broke back in, from the time that they attempted to kill me to right now, I have accomplished more in this short period of time than I did in the past 2 years. I say I've accomplished more in the past 2 months since God cleaned the house out than I have in the past 2 years. And so there was something that needed to be done yesterday. And I said, God, I said, see, y'all know that Jose has a PhD in electrical engineering, but he doesn't use it. And so, having been a missionary for all these years, for the first 25 of those, literally, Brother Joe and I had to do everything. we got some help in the end, but and it was needed. I'm not going to say that it wasn't needed. There was something that needed to be done, and I said, God, how am I going to accomplish this? How am I going to get this done? I said, I don't know enough about this kind of stuff. I said, I need you to help me. And you know what he did? That's right, he helped me. He told me step by step what to do. And yesterday, followed him step by step. And when I finished, it might not have been the neatest job, but then after I finished, then he told me, now you're going to have to go back with a staple gun and you're going to have to do this. And I said, I don't know where my staple gun is. Because I used to have my own toolbox. I used to have an orange toolbox and I had a pink toolbox. And so I don't know what happened to my toolbox. You know, moving and everything. It's probably downstairs somewhere. But I piecemeal these tools together. And I follow God's instructions. And they worked perfectly. They work perfectly. Perfectly. So I said, there's a lesson in this. And I'm sure you're going to teach me again or reinforce it. But there's one thing I know, God. I'm talking to God now. Everything you say and everything you do works perfectly. You hear me, brothers and sisters? You can ask God how to invent something if that's what you desire to do, but you got to be serious about it. And then don't be like some people I know. I know some people who buy a book. This is the truth. And they'll read one or two pages in the book. And they know how to do it and never even finish the book. And they be dead wrong. And then they wonder why it doesn't work out right. Brothers and sisters, you can ask your creator. And he can tell you how to recreate it, if that's what it has to be. But I was, after I finished that, it wasn't that it was that hard, but I actually felt the force resisting me. See, you can tell when people working against you. And when they are, you don't have to always confront them about it. Just do what God tells you to do. And let them see the fruit of it. They will see the fruit of it. They will see the fruit of it. It's just like, you know, yesterday, in Minister Hill's message, it brought up that remembrance in my mind of when I prayed with that young man that had escaped being eaten up from Jeffrey Dahmer. Do you know I have forgotten all about that? Because I don't have time to focus on, you know, when you accomplish one thing for God, or let me say and I'm not trying to be I this morning because I don't believe in I. There's only one big I, God. But so many people are so busy dwelling on, well, I did this and I did that and I did the other in the past. Well, number one, only what you do for Christ will last anyway. Only what you do for Christ will go into eternity. But some people close themselves off from the next opportunity in Christ. Now, I just started talking this morning. I didn't really know what God was going to talk about. But he brought back when I did that deliverance up there in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where I went. That's where I did it at. They in hiding now. These people have to live in hiding. You see, when God gives you a one-on-one ministry, and you do know Jesus ministered to the masses, but read your Bible. What mostly is in the New Testament, it ain't no mass meetings. It ain't no big, he be ministered to the masses by every stretch of the imagination. On the hillside. The Bible says that when Jesus multiplied that fish, that they were on the hillside. And what's interesting, Jesus told them to sit down on the green grass in groups of 50s. And he mentions captains in that passage. Lord, where are you going this morning? But he had them sit down. You know, a lot of what people do today is not done in a place of sitting down. It's not done so much in a place of hospitality. It's done in some kind of rush, hurried fashion. But yet I read in the Bible, when Jesus got ready to feed people, he told him, sit down. When he multiplied those fish, remember the multiplication of the fish? This is kind of contrasting a bit where I thought I was going this morning, but I guess I might still be going there. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, I remembered that deliverance, and I thought, what's interesting is that I used to go out, and I used to ride the Greyhound bus, and Brother Joe would stay home and work, and I used to have to travel on that bus on the Greyhound by myself. And it's amazing how I didn't have any fear. I had absolutely, positively no fear. And I think I had more fear riding on the Greyhound bus back home because I knew I had to fight all those spirits that were going to try to attach themselves to me. Some spirits attach themselves to you because they're looking for, number one, they're looking for a home, like a boll weevil. And number two, they got to have a body. See, I know that. And they don't care how they get one as long as they have one. And so what happened is that while I was up there in Wisconsin, I couldn't tell anybody why I was up there. I was sworn to secrecy by the family. And the young man, he was an African-American. That's how I got called. Because they didn't know any other. They didn't know me. But you know how I was listed in the Yellow Pages under exorcist? Mm-hmm. And that's what they knew that they needed. They weren't looking for no deliverance minister. As a matter of fact, they didn't even know what a deliverance minister was. Even although the young man had a Christian, quote, upbringing, but they were AME, African Methodist Episcopal. They come out of an AME congregation. And I went to their church, too, because I had to see what I was dealing with here. And it was only one thing that led him to that man, Jeffrey Dahmer, talking about, and that was lust. He was, in the closet, and he would sell himself as a male prostitute at night. That's what almost lost him his life. Brothers and sisters, it almost lost him his life. But you see, what I learned, almost don't count. Almost doesn't count. And so, riding on the ground back home, a lady tried to pick my pocket. People got in front of me with demons, and people got behind me with demons. Now, I was binding them up, but I knew that he did not get completely free. Okay? Because I only had time, because I had to pray. I had to really, really pray. I only had time to get the ruling demons out. I guess I'm thinking about it now because it's the first time I've really, really given it some thought in about, I don't know, 15 or so years. 15, 20 years. And so as I was thinking about it, see, I also have tons of books. Thank God when they came in to steal my books, you know, Jose and them came in to rob me and steal my books and steal my work. Most of it was boxed up. Because Brother Joe has tons of DVDs when I used to film, and tons of boxes of books and notebooks and things. And so I picked up one. I looked in one box, and I said, wow, you know what? God had me throw away, I don't know how many booklets and deliverance messages And God did all that for a reason. Because what I found that real serious exorcism stuff I used to do. That stuff that takes a lot of energy, which I don't have it now anyway, okay? But I was a lot younger, and so I had more energy then. But I don't think that was it. What I think that God does is he puts you in phases where you are. And then he brings other things. Because like after I got back from the ground, I had to rest. I had to rest for about 4 or 5 weeks. And I had to sort it out. I didn't record it, but I did record some telephone conversations with him from one of my other lines. And so I believe, this is what I believe. I believe that today, write this down, Joshua 4. And if you would like to, you can read Joshua 5. Okay. Joshua 5. Because today, let me see. Today, it doesn't matter where you were when you got up this morning. You crossing over today. You hear me? Today, Joshua 3. Let's see. Joshua 2. Let's see. Two sixty-six. Today, put this in there. So today, just like Matthew 14, the Bible said Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. Today, I want you to prepare yourself to cross over the Jordan, metaphorically and spiritually. I have to go forward. You have to go forward. Post Jennifer, Joshua 2 and 24. Joshua 2 and 24. You see, today we crossing over. I say today we crossing over. And I want you to remember something. He who looks back, acts back, and thinks back is not fit for the kingdom. So if you're not ready to cross over, don't. Just wait. I can't tell you how long you're going to wait. All I can tell you is what God said for today. And he's been saying it for 3 days. That's why I just waited. I just waited to see what was going on. See, I remember when God took my ministry across the Red Sea and drowned all them Pharaohs. Well, here we are about to cross the River Jordan in the spirit. But there's one thing I want you to know, that when Joshua crossed the Jordan, priests carried the ark. And somebody get over on the blog talk that would like to read. I want you to read all of Joshua 3, and I want somebody else to read Joshua 4. Come over to the blog talk. Press 1 all the way to 5. So I need somebody to read Joshua 3. I need that posted. Joshua 2 and 24. Joshua 2 and 24. Joshua 2 and 24. Oops. Joshua 2, 24. This must be Donna, 0159.
Yes. Good morning,
okay.
Dr.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. We're crossing over this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're crossing over. And I still need Joshua 2 and 24 in the chat room, Jennifer. Joshua 2 and 24. And they said unto Joshua, truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. See, whether you believe it or not, it's a miracle that I'm alive today, because the Bible says, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. And what the Lord was reminding me of is the fact that I've been in a ministry facing danger ever since I've been in it. I didn't get in no ministry that wasn't about anything. And God didn't give me a ministry that wasn't about anything. This ministry is vital. You know why? Because number one, I'm one of God's intercessors on earth. Now, that's the only thing you really have heard me say I am. I am one of God's intercessors. And I know that my job is to help usher in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And I was thinking about what a fearful thing God had me do going up to Indianapolis. and I wasn't afraid. It could have been a trick. It could have been a trick to get me up there to kill me. But it wasn't. It was a person that was desperately in need of help. And once again, a mama called me. His mama called me. His family called me. It was a Macedonian call for help. Paul said, there appeared unto me a man in a vision. But this wasn't in a vision. This was in the human flesh. You see, God saved that man's life for a reason, that young man. Why? So that he could be a witness. So that he could become fruit. Prepare yourself to cross over. God never intended for you to get stuck on stupid. God never intended for you to get stuck, period. The Bible says we go from what? Glory to glory to glory. The Bible says we have what? Always abounding faith. It's not for you to be stuck, standing still, You happen to be one of God's finest. I'm sure he got a bunch, but I know you're in the bunch. I know I'm in the bunch. Glory be to God. And it's time, especially for some of you, it's past time to move on. So, Donna, can you read Joshua 3? And then, let me see, who is this? 5998. I can't remember the number. Who is this? 5998, please. Who is this?
Good morning. Praise the Lord, Dr. Erica, Monica.
Okay, that's Monica 2. And then this would be Jennifer 3. Oh, wait a minute. 0125, is that Jennifer, right?
Yes, good morning.
Okay, so Donna, you take 3. Monica, you take 4. Jennifer, you take 5. And let's get ready. No, 3, 4. It's a preparation for Passover. So let me get this. We're going to set up these stones in the spirit.
Lord.
He's passing over today. I'll tell you what to do last. Okay, Jennifer?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Donna. 3.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. And God bless the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over.
Mm-hmm.
It came at after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levite bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way here tofore.
Wait, hold up. Repeat that again.
For ye have not passed this way here before.
Y'all got that? For you have not passed this way before. So why do you want to remain in a mundane spot that you've never supposed to park in. I mean, you weren't supposed to settle in. You was just supposed to park there until it was time to move on. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
Can you repeat that
and
again?
Yes, that's really good. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. Glory. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee.
Mm.
And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Hallelujah. And that he will not, he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Hold the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you in Jordan. Now, therefore,
wrong word.
Verse 12?
Yeah.
Now, therefore?
Nope.
Oh, go back. Okay, I'll go back. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan.
Right. Into Jordan.
Okay. Into Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You said in. It is very important that you never miss a word. If you misspell it, anything, you go back so you can get the full meaning from God, what he's trying to say. It's the difference between going into Jordan and going in Jordan.
Yes. Amen.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe, amen. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above. And they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. Glory. And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. That the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the Adam. That is beside Zeratan. And those that came down towards, no, start from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. That the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam. That is beside Zeratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest, glory, and the priest that bears the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Glory.
Hallelujah. We're passing over today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Passing over today. Go ahead.
And it came to pass, all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and lead them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. Let this may be a sign among you, that your children as their fathers.
Go back.
That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan.
You did it again.
Sorry.
Yes. Eight. Start with eight.
And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood. And they are there unto this day. And the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. Thank you, Lord. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priest, in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over, armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned unto their place and flowed all over all his banks as did before. As
Rita,
they did before.
Let's start over.
Okay. And it came to pass when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. And the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan.
You missed
for the Lord your God.
Nope.
For the Lord your God.
There you go.
For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before ye until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from us, from before us, until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever.
And ever, and ever, and ever.
Thank you.
I want to stress a point here. And then, Jennifer, I want you to go back and read 3 and 4 again, both of them.
Okay. Okay.
This is why I read slow. This is why I talk slow on this podcast. Because you're not only feeding the mind, but your soul is being fed at the same time. Not only is your soul being fed at the same time, your spirit man is taking direction from these words that are being spoken out of your mouth, which are spirit and they are truth. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jennifer, I want you to read 3 and 4 slowly precisely.
Okay.
And then we're going to follow these directions and go and cross over this morning. Go ahead.
Amen. Okay. Joshua 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed the Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, excuse me, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain.
You got to read that over.
Okay, 16.
Tricky little thing, and it caught
you. It caught me. Okay, 16.
It got you. Read it slow.
All right, 16. That the waters which came down from above and rose up upon an heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed, and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
And the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua 4. And it came to pass, all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man. And command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them.
Starting at 3, and command ye what?
And command ye them, you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm,
mm-hmm.
12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night.
Mm-hmm.
Then Joshua called the 12 men, whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there.
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood. And they are there unto this day. Praise God. For the priest which bear the Ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony, that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua, therefore, commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass, when the bear, the ark of the covenant of the Lord, were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned to their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before.
Eighteen again.
And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before.
Mm-hmm.
And the people came of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever.
Amen. I need 12 volunteers to go to the dollar store and buy a little bag of rocks. They got them for $1. They the glass kind or whatever. I need 12 people to go buy one of those $1 bags. I'll be one.
So I will as well.
That's two.
I'll get another bag.
How many is that? Five? I need 12 people to go buy. And if I don't get 12, those of you buy them, buy two.
Okay.
By two.
Six, seven.
I need 12 people to buy 12 bags of rocks from the dollar store. I need you to have those rocks here tomorrow. But right now, wherever you are, this is what I want you to do. You're going to have to see with your spiritual eyes this morning. Use your spiritual eyes and see yourself crossing that Jordan. See yourself putting your feet in the Jordan River and the river abating and becoming dry. You must be able to see yourself doing this. That's right.
Okay.
It should be very easy for you, because you are an example that stood in the midst of the mist a week ago. It should be very easy for you, Jennifer. You were in your mother's womb standing at the Niagara Falls And they were, what did your mom tell you? She told you they were very happy.
You very much in love, yes.
Oh, thank God.
I'm sorry?
Would you like to tell them what your mama said? You were there.
Oh, yes. After Donna was telling us about her testimony and her trip, the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance that my parents had gone there, and my mother was pregnant with me at the time. So I was texting her during the TED line, did you go under the falls? And she said, yes. I said, I was with you. And she said, you were. And then she you know, said to me that at that moment in time, she and my father were so in love with each other, and they were so happy, and they had a vision of hope for the future. And she said some other really amazing things, but it was very profound, and it was amazing. Praise be to God.
Praise God.
Yes.
There was a mist over Jordan. Everybody didn't have to step in the water. Only the priests carrying the ark. You understand that? Your destiny.
Yes. Wow.
It's not dependent on you. It's dependent upon the priests of this ministry carrying that ark and having the obedience to God to step in the Jordan, and then God moved miraculously, supernaturally in the Jordan. We must get those stones. The stones are just a point of contact for your faith. Get the stones. See yourself right now. See yourself wherever you are. Some of you are standing on the bank. Remember, you were in your father's loins, your father's father's loins, your father's 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 loins. That's how you became a descendant. Moses was gone. God told Joshua, you got to carry him on over now. Today, see yourself crossing over. You cannot go back. Go back to what? Onward and up is where we're going. But we have to cross over. When they get those stones, we're going to pray over those stones. And I'm going to have you mail each other those stones. We made it.
Praise God.
We
yes,
made
Jesus.
It.
Yes.
Praise God. God.
We made it. Yes. We made it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We
hallelujah.
Made it.
Lord,
hallelujah.
We praise you, Lord. We thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Don't let
nobody
stop you. We made it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We made it.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Give
thank you, Jesus.
Give
yes,
God
Lord.
The glory.
We praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
You are worthy to be exalted, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. For we made it, Lord God. We made it, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Father God.
To the Jehovah Nisi, Lord. The Lord God that is our better that we
have
over.
God.
walk on water. With my eyes on the prize and my mind stayed on you, Lord, I know I will rise. I want to walk on water. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. I want to walk on water. Walk on water.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I want to step out in faith.
It said 40,000. Where did I just see that? 40,000. It's chapter 4, verse 13. Hey, Monica, do you remember when I asked you and Richard to go on top of that mountain?
Yes.
Yes. You and Richard went, how high was the elevation?
I believe it was about 5,000. Let me see.
In the San Bernardino Mountains or somewhere like that you went?
The Moreno Valley Mountain, right here in Moreno Valley.
Look, these three people, one went to the river with the falls. The other one went to the space coast. And this other husband and wife, I sent them way up to the top of the mountain.
Oh, to Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Yes, Lake Arrowhead. I'm sorry. I was thinking the M Mountain here in Moreno Valley when you had us bury the Bibles. But you're talking about something different. Yes.
Just you and Richard, I had you go way up to the mountain. You see,
way up to Lake Arrowhead.
Right. Brothers and sisters, you don't know what I'm doing here, but you can bet this. I'm following God's direction. Now, I don't want to even discard, but I just got to say it. It was Donna, it was Monica, and it was Jennifer that went to Hanford to Mario Murillo's meeting representing us.
Oh, wow.
And
those
crossed over together with all of us.
Amen.
But you got to understand, God ain't got to tell you everything he's doing, and neither do I. But I have to be obedient. Now, this is the fruit. This is the fruit. Wes goes on a lot of covert mission. I don't even want to talk about what the Lord have him doing, because I don't want to put his life in danger. But understand this. This is not just an ordinary ministry. And I wouldn't probably last in just an ordinary ministry. So now God has prepared 40,000. That's chapter 4, 13. About 40,000 prepared for war, passed over before the Lord unto battle. The battle just got fortified. You'll see them. You'll see them. But those of you that undertook those covert operations, God is telling me to tell you something. God is telling me to tell you, well done. Those of you that prayed all these nights, remember the battle always escalates before the win. Well done, you good and faithful servants. Well done. Now we can grow, flow, and be freed and filled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'm captivated, I say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful, got my mind on you, and everywhere I turn is a reminder. Soul's awakened, taken by all
matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. I see you in
what we were going to do today. Because I was feeling so proud of myself. Now I know how to knock you right down. You can get proud of what you want to. Even about a little thing. It will go. God ain't going to have no pride. No pride. No pride. He is our pride. I'll see you tomorrow. Welcome. To the other side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Fighting like a knight with his whole armor on.